Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, America. Todd Starnes here. Great to have you with us today. Busy day across the country, here in Memphis, too. The Attorney General of these great United States dropping by to talk about the violent crime rate across not just the country, but here in the Memphis area. Get this. Here in Memphis, murders are up 50% this year compared to last year. 50%. 220 murders in Memphis. We're not talking about New York City. We're talking about Memphis, Tennessee. 220 murders, 247 homicides. Unbelievable. It's an all-time record. And by the way, if you are driving through Memphis, you better drive fast because somebody might be shooting at you. This is no joke here. 63 interstate shootings so far this year. 63. Have you seen that on the evening news? No, I don't think so. So anyway, we're looking forward to hearing from the Attorney General about that. Also, I just want to give a shout-out to one of our listeners in North Carolina on The Talk Station. I got a Facebook message a few moments ago from Jake. Jake says, and I want to read his message, and we're going to go right to the phones, by the way. Mr. Starnes, I am 18 years old, and I went out and voted for the first time yesterday. It was incredible. I feel like I made a small difference in the world. Jake, I got to tell you something. That's the best email message I've gotten all week. And you haven't made a small difference. You've made a gigantic difference because somebody listening to this radio program, maybe somebody who is twice as old as you are, Jake, didn't want to get up and go vote. Maybe just maybe they got inspired by your kind words. So good for you, sir. You, Jake, are a great American, 18 years old, out there in Morehead City, North Carolina. As promised, we're going to get right to the phones. Let's start in Chattanooga, Tennessee, on NugaRadio.com. Peter, what's on your mind today?
Oh, a lot of things, but I'll boil it down to the debate with Trump. Nothing's really been said about Biden's position on American security. You hear Trump brag about the best military in the world, but that's not the only circumference of security. You have the cyber world, the technology, you've got the space force, you got all these other dynamics, even with the COVID, that make us susceptible to domination by another country. And I don't hear Trump challenging Biden on how he would handle these kinds of threats or potential threats. Because honestly, we cannot talk about Supreme Court, abortion, or any other topic if we're not around, if we're not secure. Security is the number one issue for us to vote about, and then the rest fall in line. So I put that as number one, and then the Supreme Court as number two. Abortion number three, and then you got economics and health care lining up right behind that. But I was just curious your thoughts on that, and if I don't know if Trump's being coached to talk about it. And one other thing, is it possible for either Biden or Trump in their two-minute guaranteed commentary in these sections, can they just go off on another topic and not even address some of the tomfoolery that's being promoted by this debate moderator, and just make the debate their own by at least using their 2 minutes in their own way? What do you think of that?
Oh, Peter, some great questions and great points. Yeah, I mean, they could. The mute button should only come to play when they go over the two-minute mark. It says nothing about whether or not, you know, that they can go off topic. I don't know. Maybe they're hooked up to a taser. I don't know. And when they go off script, you know, they buzz them. I don't know. As far as your other point, Peter, if you remember back in the early days of the China virus, what was the problem? The problem was most of our pharmaceuticals, most of the ingredients we needed to make our medicines were coming from China. And a lot of people did not know that. And so President Trump made a strong point and a strong argument about making sure the United States is never in a position to have to rely on another country for the necessary items we need to live our lives. And I think that's a fair point to bring up during the debate. And, you know, again, the question here, folks, there's a lot of people within the Trump world that say he needs to go after Joe Biden. He needs to go after Hunter Biden on these disgusting scandals and clearly criminal scandals. I'm not so sure about that. I got to tell you, I'm not sure the average American really cares about that. I mean, if I am wrong, I would like to hear from you on this, folks. And Peter, by the way, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening to us on Nougat Radio. Great comments. Do you, I mean, is that something you want to hear the president address tomorrow night, or do you want to have the president focus on something else, whether it's border security, whether it's punishing the Chinese for what they've done to us, or do you want to hear him go after Joe Biden on the scandals? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Jacksonville, North Carolina. Kenny, thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi there, Kenny. You're on the air.
I'd like to tell you this is an honor. I was thinking about what you said earlier about how the importance of this election is and the turmoil that we're going through as a country. I really don't believe that. I don't think it's going to matter who the president is. I hope it is Donald Trump. But I think in the end, if Donald Trump wins the election, I think the country is going to blow up and we're looking at a second civil war. I think if Joe Biden wins, I think we're looking at a second civil war. I don't think at this point it's going to matter who the president is. I think our constitutional republic in a whole is about to see its second civil war.
Who do you think is better prepared and better equipped to stave off that civil war that you think is coming?
Those of us like me who have served in the military. But Donald Trump, to be honest, but I don't, like I said, if Joe Biden wins, I don't think these crazy, spoiled, manipulated, young, little, confused kids are going to stop no matter who the president is. The real total goal is to destroy our republic.
Kenny, you know what? I like how you think here because you're right. This is about taking down the country. And here's what I'm afraid. This could be the kill shot. If Joe Biden, Kamala Harris are winners on Election Day, I think that's the kill shot that takes out America, to be perfectly blunt about it.
I think it's the start.
It's a mess out there. It's a mess out there, Kenny. Look, Kenny, I hate to do this. We've got a skedaddle, but give us a call back because it's a great topic and one that we do need to have a conversation about. 844-747-8868. I need to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. There is a story up on FoxNews.com that just blew me away. Here is the story in a nutshell. Catherine Lauer is a sophomore at the University of Kansas, and she has been placed on probation by her college's sorority because of her conservative values. Catherine is on the Newsmaker line right now. Catherine, so good to have you with us today.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right, well, I want you to tell our listeners what happened to you.
Yeah, so never in a million years did I think I would be in this spot in my life. So I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak and share my story. Basically, in a nutshell, I made some political posts, a lot of which were pro-life stances. But one post in particular, I reposted a tweet that was made by Candace Owens regarding Black Lives Matter. And the reasoning for this post was just to shed a little bit of transparency on the organization that has really taken our world by storm, and just kind of, you know, ask for some clarity, you know, kind of encourage people to challenge, you know, what they believe and why they believe things. And so I was kind of reprimanded a little bit, called into our member development committee on allegations of making members feel uncomfortable and alarmed. And then after that,
on your personal Facebook page.
Yes, this was a regarding post that I had made on my Instagram stories in particular. Yes.
So they bring you in and they mm-hmm. Rebuke you. What was going through your mind at this point? I mean, I'm sure you've heard of these kinds of things happening to fellow conservatives, but here it is happening to you.
Right. And prior to the meeting that I was brought into, they told me it was on allegations of making members feel uncomfortable and alarmed. And to hear that, I really, to be honest with you, had no idea what it was even about. I thought maybe that it was a mistake. Maybe that there was some kind of like miscommunication, you know, that someone misunderstood what I said. But that was definitely not the case in that meeting. I was definitely not prepared for what happened. And I was honestly very shocked, to tell you the truth, that that was happening to me.
So, Catherine, I understand from the story that at Fox mm-hmm. News that you were asked to take a social media posting holiday for a week, and yeah. they wanted you to do personal reflection and cleanse. What what's up with these people?
Yes, so I was very taken back by this terms of my probation that they were requiring me not to post, especially, you know, with it being so close to the election. I take a lot of pride in my Instagram and my ability to be able to share positive things, whether it's quotes, Bible verses, you know, politics aside. So being able to not post for a week was very challenging for me to hear. And, of course, I got a little bit fired up with my First Amendment right. So hearing that was just very hard, especially, you know, after a lot of people had reached out to me and thanked me for my post in my sorority and otherwise, thanking me for being so brave, thanking me for doing things that they didn't feel comfortable doing. So I was very taken back by that.
Now, Catherine, I'm wondering if the university was aware of what the sorority was doing, and have you been able to reach out to anybody?
I have not talked to anyone from KU specifically. After my first initial meeting, I attempted to get the probation appealed by our advisory board. So I'm not sure if there's any communication with, you know, these boards and KU. To my knowledge, I'm not sure if KU is aware. Typically, our sorority and, you know, is kind of separate from the university. I'm not sure exactly the specifics on how that is all connected.
So real quick here, in our final moments, are you still a part of the sorority, and are you able to post things on your social media platforms?
So after the appeal, they adjusted my probation to let me post and just to ask a few questions to myself before I post, as to, you know, if this hurts or helps my brand in these posts, if these posts possibly how they possibly, if they hurt or help Cap Alpha Theta's brand, and if they are fact-checked before I post. So I am able to post right now. My probation actually began on Monday, so I am in a week of a posting probation almost. So they're just monitoring me for this week, and then I have a follow-up meeting on Monday to reevaluate my membership and see if I would... and if I'm able to become a member in good standing.
You know, Catherine, it seems to me that you need to be more concerned about them hurting your brand. I mean, you're a freedom-loving patriot here. I'm not sure you want to be associated with these Kappa Alpha Theta gals.
Right. You know, I joined Theta because I truly loved the people there. I truly felt comfortable there. And it's really been hard for me to have to go through this because it really is an organization that I really do love.
I don't think they like you very much. I got to be honest with you, Catherine.
You know, I've had a lot of women reach out to me in support, women that I haven't even really spoken with and haven't been very close with. So, you know, it's hard, but, you know, I do love my sorority, and I really have made a lot of good friendships. This is just a very unfortunate situation.
So you're going to hang in there.
Yes, I am. I'm hanging in there. I currently live in the house right now, and I absolutely love living in the house. For the past couple weeks, it's been a little bit uncomfortable. You know, election season's always very tense and can be very divisive, but I'm hanging in there.
All right. Well, Catherine, if just a word of advice, I wouldn't tell them you were on my show. They might put you back on probation. Hang in there, Catherine. Hey, look, Catherine, seriously, though, you've got our contact information, and we've got yours. So if there is, if they give you a hard time, if they crack down, you give us a call, and we're going to be there to help out.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Catherine Lauer, a sophomore at the University of Kansas, sorority a girl. Is that still an appropriate term? I don't want to be politically incorrect.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Grace Baker is shaking her. I was actually looking at the female member of the cast here for that one, Greg.
Yeah, well, that's appropriate. You can use it still for now.
All right. Well, very good. So, we got to take a break. I'll ask Avery about. I wonder if Avery's in a frat house. We'll check with him after the break.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
I hate to break it to poor Catherine over at the University of Kansas. I don't think those sorority girls are her friends. It's like mean girls. And that got me wondering, Avery, we haven't chatted with you in a while. I know you're very busy, hard at work on the live show blog over at toddstearns.com. Are you a fraternity guy?
Heck no.
A frat boy, as they say?
I am not a frat boy. I do not. I mean, I don't care if you're in a fraternity or whatever, but I just have no desire to be in a fraternity
whatsoever. Would you date a sorority girl?
I mean, if she loved Jesus and liked me back, I guess I would. I don't know, though, if any of those exist.
Those are good answers. Are you saying sorority girls are heathens? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think I'm just saying near my area, there's not a lot of those.
I see. All right. Well, that's, well, you know what? Fair enough. All that to say, if you are in a sorority or a fraternity and your fellow fraternity members or sorority members have a problem with the content on your personal Facebook page, tell them, don't go on your page. How difficult is that? I just don't understand that. All right. So anyway, look, we're going to be opening up the phone lines here in just a moment. We got to take a quick break here. I don't know what it is. I'm having a hard time catching up today on the show. There's a lot of information, a lot of stuff that we want to get to you. We're also going to get to your phone calls. Paula, Nancy, Donald, hang tight. James in Moorhead City, we're going to do our best to get to all of you. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. President Trump on his way to Gastonia, North Carolina, giving a big speech there tonight. And, of course, tomorrow, the big presidential debate. What do you want to hear the president do? What should his demeanor be tomorrow? We'll talk about that coming up. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, and we just got some rather disturbing news during the commercial break. So we've been fighting with social media for years now, and it's just, it's rough, folks. It really is rough. And of course, we've been shadow banned on the Twitter page forever, and that is what it is. But our Facebook community, I mean, we are citizens in good standing. At Facebook until, well, just a few moments ago when someone sent me a note. They said, Todd, when you type in the name of your company, Starnes Media Group, a warning label comes up. And then Grace, you were telling me in the commercial break, you tried typing my name, Todd Starnes, into the Facebook search, and what happened?
It says this search may be associated with dangerous content. And it said we may be associated with QAnon.
So
this is amazing.
This is
one word for it.
You know, I think, what's Avery been doing? Well, Avery, what have you been up to on the Facebook page? They think we're QAnon now.
I think I may have posted a few photos of me in my Spider-Man suit, so I apologize if they got leaked out onto the Facebook page. That is my bad.
That's just inappropriate. That could do it, possibly.
They're not ready for it yet.
No, no, we're not, Avery. No, we're not. Folks, this is pretty disturbing and despicable. The idea that a legitimate American broadcasting company like Stearns Media Group, we own a news talk radio station in Memphis. We are taxpaying citizens of America. 7 million readers, 7 million monthly readers on my website. And Facebook has the nerve to accuse us of being associated with QAnon. I don't even know what QAnon, you know, I just don't care. I don't care. I don't even know where to go to where to find QAnon. Well, I guess that's because they're anonymous, so nobody, but I wouldn't even know where to start. So let's go to the Liberty University newsmaker line. From the great state of Tennessee, the eastern part of the state, Congressman Chuck Fleischman. Congressman, good to have you back with us today.
Todd, good afternoon. Sorry about the unfortunate news you just announced. Well, that's amazing. All the more reason we need to reelect Donald Trump and Mike Pence as president and vice president of the United States, keep the Republican majority in the Senate, and God willing, be able to gain seats or retake the House. So important.
Congressman, no, you're absolutely right here. And this is incredibly troubling because we tell stories about people of faith under attack. We talk about politics. We don't make scurrious, allegations or spread slander or rumor. We're a conservative news website. And now you have Facebook accusing us of being a part of a dangerous, violent conspiracy movement. What can somebody like myself do to fight back against this stuff?
Well, I think there's several avenues. First of all, doing what you're doing now, being very vocal. I think those of us in the conservative movement who espouse great traditional American principles need to be heard from. The radical left and the left over the years have used an abundance of tools, from boycotts to protests to the courts to try to claw their way into the American mainstream and in many ways control the mainstream media. Conservatives are going to have to basically say, I think at some point in time, enough is enough, and free speech means free speech, and most Americans, Todd, want a balanced approach. They want to hear from all sides and make up their mind. I think that's what the First Amendment is for. And I think we just need to believe and take hold of our strong faith in our country, in our great republic, and in the First Amendment.
So here's what concerns me, Congressman, and this goes back to your point of why we have to support President Trump. I know it's. I know we're getting a chuckle here, but you've got people out there somewhere that we don't know that are labeling people like me an extremist because I'm a conservative Christian. And if we don't have that protection in the White House, what can they do to people like us? I mean, they can not only. It's not just about shutting people down. If you're an extremist, now you're on somebody's watch list. This is pretty despicable, scary stuff we're talking about here.
Well, you're absolutely right. There was a time in our country, Todd, before I was born, in the 50s, where people who espoused ideas that were very different from the mainstream, and those were ideas that I would have disagreed with then and now, but they were blacklisted and they were ostracized and they were literally economically and otherwise tortured, and the country at one point in time said enough is enough. We have to allow people to believe in the things that they want to in a free society. It's flipped around now that those of us who I believe espouse strong Judeo-Christian values, support our free enterprise system, believe in our flag, our veterans, and all the good things in America that have made our country the greatest nation in the world, we're under attack from them, and they don't want free speech. They don't want us to be able to espouse that. But the reality is freedom will ring, and freedom will win out, and we will win this fight.
Yes, we will. And Congressman, real quick here, of course, the big story, the national spotlight on Nashville, Belmont University, President Trump going toe-to-toe with Joe Biden. What do you want to see this president do? There's a lot of debate over whether or not he should bring up Hunter Biden, whether he should be just as aggressive as he was in the first debate. What advice would you give to the president?
I spoke with the president a little over a week ago and encouraged him very much. As you know, I'm a strong supporter of his and of Vice President Pence's. This is what I would say if I was with Donald Trump, and I may be with him tomorrow night. We'll see. I would say, Mr. President, you've done a good job talking to the pocketbooks of the American people. You've done a good job talking to the common sense of the American people and to their minds. I think it's time we talk to their hearts. And I think if Donald Trump says, when I know he does, he loves this country, he worries about this country, he goes to bed at night thinking about this country, wakes up every day fighting for our great American system, our values. And I think he needs to speak to the heart of this country and reach voters who perhaps otherwise might be a little bit either confused or undecided at this point in time. If he looks into the camera and speaks his heart, I think he will win this election.
All right. Well, Congressman, it's going to be an interesting night, a very important night for the president and the nation. And look, if you do hear of your fellow lawmakers that are, you know, wanting to take on, you know, social media, and I know we have some in certainly the United States Senate, we'd love to be able to testify about what they're doing to us. I mean, this is pretty outrageous. I mean, QAnon, come on. Good grief.
I understand. And what I would say, Todd, when our great republic has its institutions and its freedom challenged, this is where I think every citizen has a duty, not only a right, but a duty, regardless of where they stand on the political spectrum, to stand up for those fundamental freedoms. Because if we lose them today, someone else will lose them tomorrow. So this is the fight that we have got to take. Really to the people, and we the people will resolve this ultimately
well
in
said.
The best possible way.
All right, Congressman Chuck Fleischman from there in the Chattanooga area, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Congressman, thank you very much.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you.
All right. By the way, Daryl over in – and this is really weird. I mean, it's just weird because now Facebook, and if you're just joining us, one of our readers and listeners just alerted us to the fact that when you search for Starnes Media Group or Todd Starnes on Facebook, a warning label comes up accusing me of being a violent extremist and being a part of QAnon. And this is the first we've heard of it. I want to go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Daryl, I understand you tried a Facebook search, too. What did you find out?
Well, when I searched for you, I came up with, of course, that warning about QAnon, and just out of curiosity, I searched for Antifa, and the very same warning came up. So it's kind of wondering just how much disinformation Facebook is going to spread around about all groups, or, you know, it's just confusing. I know that Facebook was started out as a social media for everybody to stay in contact with each other and share ideas and ideologies, but all of a sudden it's a platform to sow disinformation, especially about our president.
No,
I mean, it just seems like they censor anything that's pro-Trump, but anything that's Biden or Kamala, whatever, it's just blasted out there as truth.
And Daryl, and again, for the sake of full disclosure here, you know, we have not caused any riots in major American cities, or we haven't We haven't burned down buildings or looted any stores like Antifa. We're just sharing stories and telling stories about what's happening in the country. And for them to turn around, for Facebook to turn around and label me as a violent extremist or a part of a QAnon, which I don't know anything about, you're right. This is part of a disinformation campaign, and we've got to stand up and we've got to be very vocal about fighting back.
Absolutely. You know, my wife, she's a hairdresser, and she had a client that had been with her for many, 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 many years. And as soon as she found out that my wife was a Trump supporter, she says, well, I guess this is over, and we haven't heard from the woman in a year now.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like the left is supposedly the tolerant group, but all of a sudden they're intolerant of anything that is conservative. And this so-called anti-fascist movement is acting more like the brown shirts of Germany than they are an anti-fascist group.
Daryl, you're right. You're
destruction.
This concerns me, Daryl, because let's just say that Biden and Harris win. And they decide, you know what, we got to crack down America. We got to crack down on these violent extremists out there. Well, where do you think they're going to go first? They're going to come knocking at my door because Facebook has labeled me a violent extremist.
Yeah.
Yep. Unbelievable.
All of us that are on the right are labeled as violent extremists. You know, we're all gun owners and all this, you know. And, yeah, we're gun owners, but, you know, it's our right.
Well, it is our right. And again, if defending our constitutional rights makes me a violent extremist, then I guess I'm a violent extremist. Daryl, thank you for calling. Thank you for supporting this program. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. We do have a couple of lines open. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, let's get right to the phone lines. Gainesville, Georgia. Donald, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hello, Donald.
I think the pivotal moment in this debate is when Trump gets asked about his favorite ice cream flavor. And my suggestion would be Rocky Road.
Oh, well.
But another point... Another point, Todd, would be when for Trump to ask Biden about the wildfires in California when they talk about climate change and they have the brownouts. How do you drive away from the wildfires if you can't charge your battery in your electric car because of the brownouts, or maybe take your mom to the hospital?
Well, now that is a fair question, Donald. A fair question, and you're right with because in California they want to completely do away with gas powered automobiles and go to fully electric. Of course, that's ludicrous, but who knows? I mean, the Democrats are pretty much in control of that state, so I guess anything goes.
I got one more, if I could.
Real quick.
Next time Biden accuses the president of being dishonest, the president needs to look right at him and say, whenever you use that word, you and all the fake news people, look in the mirror. There's your answer. Look in the mirror, Joe. Look in the mirror. When you use that word, look in the mirror.
Well, there you go. Donald, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate that. And appreciate all of our great listeners in Gainesville listening to us on WDUN. By the way, Trump campaign, according to the Federal Election Commission, Trump campaign has $63 million in the bank. Joe Biden, $177 million. What's up with that? Robert, you get... I mean, my goodness. All right, let's go to Morehead City, North Carolina. James, thanks for holding on. What's on your mind?
Not much here, Todd. I was driving towards my house. I actually live in Beaufort, but area. Anyhow, I saw a gentleman out pounding in homemade signs for Biden that had on one sign he had pro-life, on another sign he had pro-job. Now, I haven't seen anything on Biden that says he is for life whatsoever, other than him talking on TV when he's talking to people that like abortion. He's for pro-choice, and when he talks to people that are pro-life, he says, well, I'm pro-life. So when is he going to make up his mind on what side of the fence he wants to sit on?
Well, probably the same time that Kamala Harris decides whether or not she supports fracking. I mean, they're all over the place, James. All over the place.
They're all... This is so sad. We can't even attempt to come up with an individual in the Democratic Party that is going to come out and say one thing the way they really feel.
And James, the media is corrupt. They will not call out Joe Biden for these lies.
No.
I mean, clearly he's lying, and they're not gonna call him out. You got about 30 seconds. Go.
Anyways, it appalls me down here, and we have a lot of support for Trump out in our area. He is what this country needs. He's been there for us, and we want to keep it going. So keep up the good work. And I don't go on Facebook anyways, so I wouldn't have seen that. And my wife is, but so be it. I mean, if they want to lie about you, go for it, boys.
Well, there you go.
I just don't understand.
James, it's a crazy world. James, thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our great show here. I mean, folks, it's really ludicrous. But if they can turn around and accuse somebody like me of being a violent extremist, what do you think they're going to do to other patriots out there? Patriots who don't have 7 million readers on their website, people who don't have a platform to fight back. We're going to fight back. I can promise you that. We're going to fight back. Facebook better buckle up, because we're coming after them. And if we have to go to court, we're going to do it, but we're not going to let them do this. No, sir. No, sir. We don't play that game. All right, stick around. We'll be right back, folks. Hang tight.